joining me now, we have Chip Simmons. He is the Escambia County Sheriff, newly reelected Escambia County Sheriff, elected without opposition. Well done, sir. Congratulations. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that, and I appreciate the opportunity to kind of say thank you to the citizens of Escambia County, because to me it's much more of a testament to the hard work of the men and women of the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. We had a vision when I was first elected 4 years ago, and you know, this engagement and enforcement like we've never seen before, and our guys have really bought into it, and they're really pushing us forward with our core values and the levels that we really want it to be. And I appreciate the opportunity to continue to serve for 4.5 more years and not have to put signs out in the summer heat. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
When was the last time we had an uncontested sheriff's elections in Escambia County?
There's never been one. This is the first one. We've had local historians kind of go through it,
yeah,
go through newspapers and see who's
running. And it's usually a pretty acrimonious thing. I mean, it's usually pretty unpleasant, you know?
Especially in today's day and age where anyone can decide, hey, I want to do this for whatever reason, whether they really want to be the sheriff, whether they want to make a name for themselves in any race, not just the sheriff's race,
sure,
but any race. But it's, and again, that's again, the honor that I have. And I certainly appreciate, especially having been raised in Escambia County and a little bit of a history buff myself. I'm not unfamiliar with the situation I find myself in, and I really appreciate the support that I've had throughout my career, whether it's being police chief, being the sheriff of Escambia County.
Well, and people forget you were the assistant county administrator in Escambia County, and you oversaw the jail and some other things. You know, they got a little bit of administrative experience beyond being the chief police.
Yeah, so I'm old. We get it.
We don't need to have this conversation. You're older than I am, but not by much. Yeah.
enough.
So my one question is, when you were a long-haired hippie undercover narcotics investigator back in the day for PPD, did you ever think you'd be the uncontested, unanimous, by acclamation, reelected sheriff of Escambia County?
Never in a million years. but seriously, would I have thought about even being the police chief? I was just worried about the next drug bust back then.
Right.
And worried about supporting my family and my two young boys. And then as you continue to move up in your career, you're like, you know what? Maybe that's an option.
Mm-hmm. Take one more
step.
A
lot of it's good fortune, you know, and then there's preparation. You know, I do understand the value of preparation and getting the education and getting the experience in different levels and being prepared when those opportunities come around.
And last question on this topic, I promise, but here we go.
Okay.
I know a lot of people have this question. Okay. Do you plan to stay as sheriff for 8, 12 years? Do you plan for higher office, some different level of responsibility? What's your plan if you have one at this point?
Well, I'm the one that says that I don't think there's a higher office than a sheriff of Escambia County.
Gotcha.
I think that as long as I can serve, as long as we can continue to make the positive impact that we're making and go in the direction that we're going, I look to continue as the sheriff, or hopefully, you know, the people will have me. Mm-hmm. But again, as we just talked about, sometimes you don't know what's going to happen in the future. You don't know what opportunities may present you. So I love my job, and I hope to keep it for many, many years. We're going to work hard at it. No one's going to work harder, and we'll let things, you know, come as they come.
Gotcha. Haven't been a lot of cases in the news. I appreciate that. That's a good week. But you did take down a couple of drug houses, right?
Yeah, you know, we talked a lot about this enforcement that we keep talking about, and I think that our narcotics unit is just killing it. They're doing such a great job. We did a little quick video on some stuff that we seized last week, and then we got two more taken down: Teakwood Circle, 50th Avenue, and Fairfield, and then two more last week. So they're doing a great job. You know, I keep saying kicking doors. I guess that's old school because that's what we used to do. You got me back to my narcotics days.
I know, right?
We were counting door
plus
kicks.
Plus, I learned from my exposure to the shoot house that kicking in a door is liable to just put you
thigh
deep into a door that you're stuck in. So
we know you're an expert, Andrew.
Oh, come
we
on
know.
Now. Be fair. You know that's not true.
I walked in here and he asked, where's my certificate? It's coming, mister.
Not forthcoming. Not yet. Anyway, so you guys took down a couple of houses and kicking doors.
And again, every single one of these has some impact, some greater impact than others. We understand, but we continue to try, and you know, our guys are just doing exactly what we expect them to do. While I'm at home sleeping or watching cartoons or something, they're out there, you know, kicking doors and doing what's right for Escambia County.
Sheriff watches cartoons. That's the big takeaway here. Excellent. So We have been doing a lot with this training. Actually, before we get to that, let's get quick traffic on the fives from John. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about, but if you're traveling on Highway 90 southbound on Avalon, you're going to see some major backups southbound, backed up to about Hope Church, so that's about a quarter of a mile there, so pack your patience with that one. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I'm getting a ton of texts in here congratulating you on your re-election, so...
Well, you're not going to read them. Is that what you're telling me? No, thank you. Thank you very much.
I want your head to fit out the door when you're leaving. Not because I want you to leave, but I just want it to be safe for you, you know?
I know why people call in.
Yeah, right. As you know, I had asked to see the new facility, went out to look at it, have spent a lot of time on the air talking about it, putting up videos on Facebook and promoting it. But this shoot house that you have, I mean, you've had the training facility, the range for a long time. It's been there for years.
Right.
But the new facility is amazing. But this was all just an idea you had years ago, right?
Well, when I got elected, I started looking around at how we can continue to get better. I'm one of those ones that I'm an optimist, and I believe that Escambia County deserves the best. And I think they deserve the best sheriff's office. And I think if you work at the sheriff's office, you deserve the best. So how can we make this better and that better and everything excellent? And that's what we strive for. And so I thought, you know what, the range is already.
That's a coach's mentality, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Football coach.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a thing where
mentor,
if you strive for perfection,
yeah, right?
Eventually you'll land on excellence and that sort of thing. Yeah, it's that drive that makes you better, that repetitive drive. Anyways, so you got me on coaching, and now you got me all talking.
You're
about
doing
football,
good. It's all right.
Season, that sort of thing. So I started thinking. I have a whiteboard. I'm a big whiteboard fan in my office. I'm like, well, hey, if we're gonna do this, we need a new range tower. Let's make it like this, and let's have a shoot house in the back of it. Because shoot houses, for anyone that's listening that don't know, that haven't been paying attention to your series, is another opportunity to train while you're at the range, not with live rounds, but with simulation type rounds. And I wanted it where we can not just train, but we can also critique. So I wanted a catwalk in it. So I started drawing it on the whiteboard, and I called my training experts over, and they said, why can't we do this? I guess you can, but it's kind of hard. I said, let's shoot for the moon.
Dream
and see
it
what
first.
We can get.
Yeah.
And so they did a fantastic job. Our training people were there with me the whole time. I please don't ask them exactly what they think about my back and forth with them on pushing them farther and farther and better and better. And our facilities manager, Marcus Faulkner, they have done a fantastic job of getting this shoot house to this second to none, in my opinion. But also, you know, we went and looked at some shoot houses and wanted one step better because, again, I think that we deserve that.
Yeah, and I think when I was doing video with you, I asked you the question of, you know, how many other facilities like this? Where's the next closest in Florida? And your answer was there isn't. I mean, this is as good as it gets. This is, you know, state of the art, best in class, and, you know.
Well, you've been there.
Yeah.
You see what it is.
Absolutely.
Basically, we can create walls and create rooms and create scenarios, whether it's NES Pensacola, whether it's a school, and we can train that way. But also, we can not just follow behind our troops, but also, again, with the catwalks and the video availability, we can critique every step that they take so that we can get better and better.
You can do the training so that when they come into a situation that's novel to them, they will have the thought process, the muscle memory, the psychological conditioning, the breathing, all of it in place so that they make good decisions and protect lives and save lives, including their own. I mean, it's...
Including their own.
And, you know, one of the things that I haven't gotten into this a whole lot, but one of the things that was amazing to me is I feel like I know more than the average person about, like, law enforcement stuff, okay?
Right.
Just from years of talking with you, okay? And so I get in there, and even after having gone through one simulation, and we're going through the debrief, which we're going to cover more tomorrow at 6:35, but going through the debrief, and, you know, for example, one thing that Sergeant Hendershot brought up was he's like, okay, so you shot this guy and he's down. Is he disarmed? I don't know. You know, is he unconscious? I don't know. I didn't check. And he's like, well, either way, is he now a patient? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, if he's not dead, he's now safe. Even if he's safe, don't you have an obligation to save his life? I'm like, oh, man. So what do you do? Well, and, you know, what if you're in a school, and what if there are kids and all of this kind of stuff? Like, those are complications to a complicated scenario that you never think about until you go through this kind of an event, and your instructors, who are world class, point it out, and then you have to think through those things, right?
Well, yeah, and we go by what we see, not just locally, but nationally. We look at other videos and we say, okay, what could they have done better? And it's not really to broadcast that to everyone, but to say, hey, why don't we incorporate that into our training?
Right.
There are many times that I'll see something and I'll say, hey, put this out to our troops today. So we'll put that out. And so that very, like within an hour or two, the very next shift that comes on, they're seeing that video. They're discussing this scenario that took place. And certainly if we have one that we have the video of, then we put that into our training scenarios as well. So yeah, that allows us to continue to evolve and to get better and better, because like you said, we'll watch a video and say, oh, you know, you could have started CPR just a little quicker, you know, and I understand that some of those things aren't, you know, it's in a perfect scenario, and they're never perfect scenarios, as you know. That's why we continue to have these types of training and this type of a shootout. So yeah, there's a lot more to it than just, there's not more to winning the day than just shooting.
Right.
You know, there's a lot more. You have to survive, obviously, and you have to save lives, and you have to do what you can to.
And, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, I remember having a conversation with a cop a couple of years ago, making the comment that we're going to have a bad day. You know, we're going to do something wrong. It's going to be news. It's going to be bad. But I want you to know if, you know, when that day happens, okay, I want you to know, first of all, that we have a relationship where you can trust me in the information I'm giving you.
Right.
Good. But also, I want you to know how hard we work to make that not happen so that you have a context against which to judge our mistakes. You know, and to me, this is all a part of putting your officers and your deputies and the citizens in the best possible position so that if or when a bad event comes, people know how much you have been preparing to try to prevent that from happening and to make sure that outcomes are always good.
That's the message for the community, but it's also the message internally for our employees. We talked a lot last week about recruiting, and we're doing very well with recruiting. Over 500 applicants last year.
You have more than you can take, right?
Yeah, we have to cull them quite a bit. We have high standards, so not everyone does.
Good problem to have.
But it's also the reason we are doing well in recruiting is because my belief is that when people know they come to the sheriff's office, they're going to get top-notch training. Mm-hmm. They're going to get these opportunities to go and work different places. And that's really important to all of us. Should be important to our county.
Amen. So anyway, it was eye-opening to me, and not just fun, but it was very instructive to me. And that's what I'm trying to share with people so that they understand.
And I appreciate what you've been doing. I will put a little plug in for Andrew McKay. If you haven't watched his series, I'm assuming you can go back and
it's on Facebook. We've got them all posted on Facebook.
And get a good look, an insider's look, I should say, at the training, but also the what I call the beautiful facility that
it is.
The Board of County Commissioners has purchased the property, and they have it. They're the owner of the property. We run the range, and that's why we put our money into that, to make sure that we continue to do you know, what the community wants us to
and
do.
And funds for the county funded the tower observatory, but you funded the building itself out of what, drug
local
seizure money?
Sales tax.
Or, oh, local option sales tax. Okay,
The local option sales tax that, I don't know when it expires, but a portion of that goes to law enforcement. We purchase our cruiser cars and computers and stuff with that. And I allocated some of that money for the shoot house as well.
And there's like 30 agencies that also train at that facility and use it all the time. So
I think practically every agency.
Yeah. So it's not just for the sheriff's office.
We schedule it.
Right. Sure.
And we have first priority, us and county corrections.
Last thing I wanted to ask you about, you have a couple things coming up, or at least one thing coming up. You've got a raffle on a boat that is, the funds are going to proceed. The proceeds are going to go to benefit the foundation. Is that right?
Sheriff Foundation. Right. As you know, the Sheriff Foundation serves to support the men and women of the sheriff's office in their engagement efforts. And you can support the Sheriff Foundation, and you can also win a boat, Legendary Marine. They're giving away a boat at their June 29th open house event. Raffle ticket proceeds will go to the Sheriff Foundation and the Gulf Coast Kids House.
Nice.
Which they do a great job as well. Tickets are $50, and you can visit the Sheriff Foundation social media for more information. So, yeah, that benefits the Sheriff's Foundation and the Gulf Coast Kids House.
And one last thing, because we're talking about this, you know, I view your role as sheriff as being heavily shaped by your background in football and coaching and all of that, and that's the way you think about it. But when you leave the facility, the firearms training facility, the last thing you see before you get out on the road is a sign in a sheriff's office colors that just says, "Be the hero." And I think for some people, they look at that and they think, I look at them like, that's exactly what I want them to think. I want your deputies every time to get those little reminders. It's like going down the tunnel to the field. you know, and you put a little inspirational phrase up there. That kind of culture, to me, speaks to excellence and mission and enthusiasm about it.
We continue to push courtesy, integrity, and professionalism at the sheriff's office. Looks like we did when I was a police chief. Mm-hmm. And we continue to push that because the truth of the matter is, and this Be the Hero kind of brings that to forefront, is that there are men and women out there every day, every night, just being brave. And they're doing it the right way, and they're doing it for the right reason. So I couldn't be more proud of them. I certainly couldn't be more proud to be the sheriff here in Escambia County.
Well, again, congratulations on the first in history unopposed reelection to a second term. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, sir, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for what you do for the community and keeping us safe, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. Take care.